While healthcare.gov hopes for an onslaught of virtual insurance shoppers, stores around the country are dealing with the real thing on this Black Friday.
Yeah, my name's Ryan, and we're in line for the midnight door crashers at Best Buy.
So what are you waiting for? What, any special something that you're looking for?
Flat screen TV.
It's a LG 32-inch.
And it's $80 cheaper, so I think an hour waiting in line is worth $80.
Those shoppers in Overland Park, Kansas, were looking for deals overnight. But as you know, more than a dozen national retailers opened their doors yesterday on Thanksgiving. For some shoppers at a guitar center in North Olmsted, Ohio, outside of Cleveland, that's going overboard.
Yeah, I wasn't too hot about them opening up at like 5, 6 o'clock on Turkey Day. But, you know, it is what it is. And you know, if you want to save a few bucks, you got to do what you can.
We actually left right after work tonight, work at Lone Tree down the street, got out of bar time, so we went out right after that, went to Toys R Us, Walmart, now we're here. Uh-huh. So we've been out all night.
Shopping sleep. No sleep. Running out of three monsters right now.
Yeah. Is it fun?
No, not fun. No, it's fun because I get to bond with my family and stuff, and complete strangers.
Family bonding. That's what Erica Martell says she saw this year. She's assistant store manager at the L.L. Bean store in Freeport, Maine. She worked the midnight to 8 a.m. shift last night and says that while her store is always open on Thanksgiving because it's open 24/7 year-round, yesterday more people seemed to come out right after dinner.
It felt like more families shopping. You could almost tell when the dinner stopped. It's truly, you know, the kickoff to the season, and everybody's just been with their families and had a really nice time, and they're just here wanting to be here versus having to be here. You know, sometimes you get folks who are stopping on their way home from work, and this is a destination. They really, you know, they worked hard to get here, and they had a good time. So it's always nice. It always makes me feel good to be here.
Overall, the National Retail Federation is expecting a 3.9% increase in holiday sales this year to more than $602 billion. So what are the best deals out there today? Lindsay Secreta is features director at Deal News, a shopping and retail news website. And Lindsay, there's Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday. Will bargains be better on different types of things over the next couple of days?
Typically, the better deals on Cyber Monday are on clothing and shoes and some home goods. So if you're looking for electronics, today and this weekend are your best time to get deals on those items. But conversely, a lot of retailers will offer their best clothing coupons and sales of the entire year on Cyber Monday. So that's also great. Just know what you want and what day is best for it.
Now, why is that? Why is tech a great deal today and clothes better on Monday?
Electronics are traditionally the big doorbuster items for Black Friday, and because stores don't want to save those items for Cyber Monday, they really want to remain competitive on Thanksgiving and Black Friday. So those items will pretty much always be tied to these 2 days. And so another type of item they can offer on Cyber Monday are those softer goods. A little bit harder to advertise as a doorbuster, but still really great prices.
I see. So by doorbuster, you mean the ones that literally people will pound
right,
down
exactly.
The doors for. Okay.
Exactly. The ones that really get people in store.
I got it. So you get them in, and then with the great deal on the 56-inch flat panel display kind of thing.
Right.
Now, Lindsay, I have to ask you, you are at Deal News, and I presume that that website is up and running year-round and not just at this time of year for holiday shopping. Because I'm curious. I can't keep my cynicism out of this when it comes to the actual bargains that are available on Black Friday, because don't a lot of retailers basically ratchet up prices in the days and weeks before Black Friday and then cut them back down so it seems like you're getting a better deal than you really are? I mean, for example, I'm looking at a high-priced mixer here from a major national retailer that's going for $199 today, but earlier this month it was actually $15 cheaper.
There are a lot of items that, we always say that Black Friday is a really great time to get a deal, but we do try to make sure that people are aware that not everything at a Black Friday sale is a good deal. There are some items, some electronics, especially big popular brand name electronics. For example, Apple's Black Friday sale, they're offering gift cards with their iPads, but we actually saw lower prices last week from resellers. So you do have to do your research if you want to get a really great deal on Black Friday, because there will be some sales that seem better than they are. So you really want to track prices leading up to it. You can do a search at Deal News and see previous deals to make sure that it's actually not one of the filler deals where they've marked up the price just to make it look better when they take a slight discount on Black Friday.
And for the incorrigible procrastinators out there, do the deals get better the closer you get to Christmas or even after, if you can be forgiven for giving a gift a day or two late?
Well, one thing we actually recommend skipping on Black Friday is toys, because they do typically get cheaper the closer we get to Christmas. Around middle of the month of December is the sweet spot for toys. Even though there are some good deals on Black Friday, they will get cheaper. But we do recommend not waiting until the very last minute, because that's when retailers have, you know, they have you in a corner and they can jack up the prices because they know you don't have very many options. But, yeah, typically anything that's a holiday gift after Christmas we'll see much more significant. They'll go on clearance. You know, video games, for example, you'll see really, really great prices after Christmas. So, you know, if maybe you're seeing family late, you can maybe get score a better deal after the holiday has passed.
Well, Lindsay Secreta is features director at Deal News, a shopping and retail news website. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.